Panel 7, The Discovery of the Naughty One. The two tinies ran along the path and followed the tracks to the entrance of a hole. Hui Mang rushed down the hole and into the tunnel. At that very moment, Kyom Sam heard a hissing sound behind her. She darted into a bush and saw a large snake slither into the tunnel. At the far end of the tunnel, Hui Mang only had enough time to let out a cry of terror, as the enormous creature wrapped itself around him and held him tight. Hui Mang looked at it and asked, "Who are you?"
"I am Bok Su Yasin, a name that probably doesn't ring a bell, but perhaps the name Unta will remind you of someone."
"What? Is it you, Unta? But what has happened to you?" The snake observed the tiny for a moment and then began to tell him its tragic tale.
"It happened one night after the full moon festival. I was alone, as was often the case, since nobody would ever wanted to play with me. I had wandered out of Mushroom Mound and had sat down to weep when a man came out of the shadows and spoke to me. He asked me why I was crying."
"Why are you crying?"
"I told him that I felt so sad. I was ready to leave my people forever. So he gave me a potion and told me that it would make all my troubles disappear."
"Here is a potion that will make all your troubles disappear."
"But what I didn't know was that this man was a witch, and as soon as I had drunk the potion, he raised his hand and tapped the very same sacred tree that I had been searching for. He told me that he needed me to reign over the forest."
"I need you to reign over the forest. You will be the king of the forest."
"And then he transformed me into this evil creature. Filled with rage, I bit the witch, and he melted away in front of my eyes." "Then I hid all that remained of his body in the deepest corner of the forest. But evil resides within me to this day, and I have spread unhappiness and misfortune among all those I have met ever since."
The snake then slid out of his hole with his prisoner. Kyom Sam was terrified. She began to muster all her powers to call for help.
"I must use all my powers to call for help."
In her mind, she thought of her friend, of their quest, and of all the animals they had met on their travels. Feelings of sadness, fear, anger, and suffering were all mixed together. When she opened her eyes again, she saw to her surprise all the little animals of the forest by her side, as if they had all sensed her distress. In a flash, the field mice had dug a deep pit. At the same time, the squirrels bombarded the snake with pine cones. Faced with this bombardment, Bok Su Yasin let go of Hui Mang, and wincing in pain, he gasped. At that very moment, a squirrel threw a pine cone right into its mouth. Then a flock of crows seized it in their talons and threw it into the pit. The snake tried in vain to climb back out of this pit.
but it was too deep. Boksu Yosin was beaten.